Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
RanchChannel.com. Bull sales, Western events, product information right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
A 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls? Absolutely. At Birch Creek Angus, we believe if we can't stand 100% behind our bulls, neither should you. That's why we proudly offer a 4-year guarantee on every bull sold. Join the Birch Creek Angus crew Thursday, October 30th at the JBRM Ranch, Ruby Valley, Nevada, selling AV bulls and 200 commercial heifers. Broadcast live on CCI.live. Catalog videos and sale information available at RanchChannel.com and BirchCreekAngus.com. Birch Creek Angus, home of the 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls.
LivestockMarket.com. We hear from the crew at LivestockMarket.com every week. Bulls, cows, bred heifers, open replacement heifers, cow-calf pairs, feeders and stockers, horses, pigs, goats, sheep, show stock, hay and straw, and even alpacas. All listed on LivestockMarket.com.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
From the sunny slopes long ago, today is iPod Day.
Wow.
I don't think you could even find an iPod unless you went to eBay or something like that.
That is a throwback if there was one.
I can't even believe I'm saying that an iPod is a throwback. Did you have an iPod?
I did.
Or like a little player, similar one, like an iPod?
You know, okay, so when the iPods came out, Microsoft actually came out with their version. It was called the Zune. So I went with that first.
It was called the?
Zune.
Zune?
Zune.
Not Zoom.
Zune.
Zune.
Z-U-N-E. I bought one of those before eventually moving to the iPod.
And you did have an iPod.
I did for a short while, but then pretty soon, you know, the iPhones came out. And you really didn't need an iPod anymore.
And now you got your playlist. You don't even save songs. You don't even save anything on your phone anymore.
No, that's why there's streaming services. Instead, I pay for Amazon Prime Music or one of those apps out there, and I've got my music.
So do you still have, like, your iPod? Do you still have it?
I actually do. It's just upstairs in an old bin of old office supplies.
Old stuff?
Yeah,
that hang on to
that I should probably just toss.
How many songs could you get on there?
I don't remember, actually.
You didn't get it full, though.
No, but it was more than what a CD could hold. We'll put it that way, at least. I mean, you could put a lot on there. It was up in the times back then.
From the sunny slopes long ago, it's iPod Day.